The Fox News Channel made news yesterday for airing photos of two New York Times staffers that appeared to have been doctored to portray the reporters in an unflattering light. The liberal media watchdog group Media Matters said the photos depicted New York Times reporter Jacques Steinberg with yellow teeth, his nose and chin widened, and his ears made to protrude further, while the other image of Times television editor Stephen Redicluff had similar yellow teeth as well as dark circles under his eyes, and his hairline had been moved back. The photos appeared to have been flattened or extended using Photoshop tools. The photos were shown during yesterday's edition of the Fox Morning program Fox and Friends, where the hosts were discussing a recent story in the Times that reported that competitors at CNN and MSNBC were gaining on them. New York Times cultural editor Sam Sifton called the Fox photo work disgusting and the criticism of the paper's reporting a specious and meritless claim. Speaking to editor and publisher's website, Sifton called it a hit piece by Fox News. The incident will confirm to many that Fox is a partisan, conservative-based network. But that's not how Fox News Channel head Roger Ailes describes his programming. For him, it's fair and balanced. Kerwin Swint is the author of a new biography about Roger Ailes called Dark Genius, the influential career of legendary political operative and Fox News founder Roger Ailes. In the second part of our interview, WMNF asked Kerwin Swint about Fox's political bent.
Well, if you look at what they did, it's really, from a business standpoint, brilliant. You know, they looked at a product need or a demand for a product, which was a more conservative news broadcast, and they created a product to fill that void. They really wanted to create Ailes and Murdoch. They wanted to create a news product that was more conservative. They said everyone else out there, the networks and newspapers, are all on the left. But the fact is, what they've created is the world's first conservative news network. And if you want proof, just look at Ailes' track record. This is not his first rodeo. He did much the same thing back in the 1970s, and I write about this in the book. There was a TV news service called Television News, Inc., TVN, and this was a service started by Joe Coors of the Coors beer family. And he was also a contributor to a lot of right-wing groups like the Heritage Foundation and helped start the Free Congress Foundation. And this was supposed to be an institution, a news institution, that pushed the news in a conservative direction. And who was one of the news directors they hired in the mid-70s? Roger Ailes. Not because he was a journalist, but because of his credentials with the Republican Party. So, you know, I tie that to what's going on at Fox News, because TVN also said some of the same things Fox News says, that we're just in the middle politically, we don't try to have an agenda, when clearly, if you look at what they were doing, they absolutely did have an agenda. And I think Fox News does too. I think the record's pretty clear.
The idea of bias in the media, I think, is really perceptively written in your book when you actually take an excerpt from the book by James Follows, Breaking the News, regarding a panel in which the late Peter Jennings of ABC News and Mike Wallace at CBS were asked a hypothetical question regarding what they would do if they learned American troops were about to be ambushed in the field. Kerwin Swint, if you can tell our listeners how those two veteran newsmen respond to that question.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of the traditional view Americans have of reporters and the media in general, is that they're almost anti-American, because in that simulation there, Mike Wallace and Peter Jennings took the view that they would simply report an ambush of American soldiers and not try to prevent it in any way. You know, they were taking just the traditional, we're there to report the news. But to most Americans, that's horrifying. You know, that's a horrible, horrible thought. And the point I make in the book is that that's the traditional view Americans have of the media that Ailes and Murdoch took advantage of when they were saying traditional media is too far to the left, we're going to correct that. You know, they were sort of using that as a prop and using that as a justification for their own political agenda, which they have since pulled off to an amazing degree.
Towards the latter stage of the book, of course, when you talk about Fox News, we talk about the marriage of Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch, and you write a lot about Murdoch in the later stages of your book, specifically Murdoch at the very end, of course, most recently in the last couple of years, his purchase of the Wall Street Journal,
right,
and the new Fox Business Channel. Let me just ask you, just in terms of the Journal itself, what do you think of what Rupert Murdoch's done with the paper so far?
Well, he's trying to re-engineer it to make it more of a general newspaper instead of only focusing on business news. He wants to go after the New York Times as being the premier daily newspaper Americans turn to. It's interesting because he has used Fox News to go after CNN in much the same way that he's using the Wall Street Journal to go after the New York Times. The concern a lot of people have about Murdoch is, if you look at his background, he buys these media properties and he takes them down market, down scale, you know, where he makes them more tabloidish, more of a race to the bottom line. And people really, really don't want to see that happen to the Wall Street Journal. You know, so he's sort of remaking it in his own image, as he has done with newspapers he owns in England and in Australia. And it's a great media property. I think it's going to do a lot for News Corp, and he doesn't want to erode that market share they already have.
The title of your book is Evil Genius, and it's apparent at the end of it that you do see Roger Ailes as befitting that appellation in terms of how he rewrote the book on making news entertaining.
Yeah, well, he's being inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame later this year, which I think is indicative of the impact he has made on television. And the reason I wrote the book is there's not an awareness there on the part of the American public of how big of an impact he has made on our culture in politics and presidential campaigns and then in television news. He's really a pioneer in a lot of ways. But like his good friend Joe McGinnis said, which I quote in the book, you know, Joe says, "I wish for almost 40 years he had put his brilliance in the service of humanity, not its oppressors." And that's why he's the dark genius.